Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for best online / streaming college station in the nation. I'm your host, Grace Bertrand. Maddie Healy isn't feeling tortured over Taylor Swift's new music. On Wednesday, paparazzi asked the 1975 singer how he feels about the diss track on Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, and he had a surprising response.
How would you rate your Taylor diss track compared to the 30 others?
My diss track?
Yeah, Taylor's new song.
I haven't really listened to that much of it, but I'm sure it's good.
Audio from the Image Direct. Since the release of The Tortured Poets Department, fans have speculated that several songs on the album are about Healy. That was a surprise to many Swifties, given that the singers were only romantically linked for about a month following Swift's 6-year relationship with Joe Alwyn. The title track of Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, is even believed to be about Healy. Chris Pine is recalling the terrifying feeling of his first big job. Entertainment Tonight's Danny Directo spoke to the 43-year-old actor at his Pumia premiere on Wednesday, nearly 20 years after the release of The Princess Diaries 2 Royal Engagement. Pine played Nicholas Devereaux in the beloved film, his first major acting credit.
Well, what's so poetic too is that this is your directorial debut, and it's coming out 20 years after your first major acting credit on The Princess Diaries 2. I mean, it's 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
What do you recall about that first big job? That first big
terrifying. Actually, I remember the first when we had to do the premiere for that. It was at Disneyland, and I got picked up in a stretch limo with my agent, and just being absolutely terrified.
Audio from Entertainment Tonight. Pine's comments come on the heels of news that Princess Diaries 3 is in development. Pine told Entertainment Tonight back in March that he was definitely here for it and would love a phone call or email it for him if needed. Billie Eilish is getting candid. In a cover story interview with Rolling Stone out Wednesday, April 24th, the Ocean Eyes artist opened up about coming to terms with her sexuality and why she had initially planned to keep that part of her life private. When discussing the sexual nature of Lunch, which will be featured on her forthcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, Eilish explained how the new song was a part of her journey of self-discovery. However, the Bad Guy artist had never intended to discuss her sexuality with the public. Eilish added that she's only figuring out her sexuality now and needs time. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro. Your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online / Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Grace Bertrand.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.